It is time now for Date Night, in which my husband Brad Bednar joins us in the studio, and we talk about the cool things we do in our community. How are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron.
How awesome.
Catch me up.
You know, stuff things.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, same
you
here.
You know things what's going on in my life
for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, last time we were on date night, this was last week, we were talking about Playmakers.
Right, right.
And the cool main stage season they've got, and we were trying to, like, schedule a date around Playmakers, and you, like, organized the entire evening.
I did.
Go to dinner
at
Elaine's, walk to Playmakers, come back, have a nightcap at the Refuge, which is in the Franklin Hotel, and if you want to make a night out of it, just get a room at the Franklin Hotel and stay there overnight, which was a really good abstract idea.
Very, very abstract. Nobody would ever do
like,
that.
Like, no
of
one,
course.
We
yeah,
hadn't actually no. implemented that or
no.
done it. Well, we did it. We had yeah. a, we did a staycation, which is great.
I love staycations.
Staycations
like,
are fun.
I love vacations, like where you get out of town and you go somewhere new, but there's something nice about, you know what, I'm just going to like live like a tourist in my own town. For one day.
The thing about vacations, and I always experience this every time I'm gone for an extended period of time, and it doesn't even have to be like a week or more. It could be just a long weekend, like 5 days or something. You leave on a Wednesday and then you come back. When you come back on that Monday morning, first of all, you go into work and then it's as if you have to train yourself again how to do the job.
Right.
Like I'm completely off for the first day or two after I get back, which is a lot of fun when it's a public-facing job and you're, like, talking into a live microphone and every screw-up that you make is being heard over the airwaves by who knows how many
There's
people.
There's no edits. You can't hit the
There's
dumb
no
button
edits,
every single
none
time.
Of that.
Yeah,
yeah. In addition to that, you come back, and this is, I think, a universal experience. You go on vacation, you come back on Monday morning, and your inbox is just full to overflowing, and that's after all of the work that you did before you left to catch up and go beyond. So you kill yourself doing extra work before you leave, and then you come back and your inbox is still super full.
Right. And you do, you take a staycation, you're on the weekend maybe in your own hometown, and nobody emails you work stuff on a Saturday or Sunday.
Exactly. Or you do it on like a Wednesday night where you just stay overnight and come back, and maybe you take like one day off or something like that, but it's only one day. Like really quick, you're in, you're out, you get the break. You get to sleep in a really nice, comfy, cushy bed.
A better shower. Like
you get
more
a
water
little
pressure,
bit of a different
you know.
Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have the downside of the long vacation, which I really like.
And, you know, I've got such an appreciation now for all of the things that we describe as like hidden jewels, right?
Yes.
Like, like we went to Elaine's, like, which I'm surprised don't have a line out the door on Saturdays for their prefix because that's an incredible, like, full portioned three-course meal for $35.
Yeah.
Like, I had gazpacho. It's probably the best gazpacho I've had, like, ever.
So we went to Elaine's, and they, like, we got the three-course meal, and you got the gazpacho, which is really good. They also served us, like, a little
amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche, yeah, which was like a coffee creamer dispenser full of a different kind of gazpacho from the gazpacho that was actually on the menu that you got. What was it? Jalapeno honeydew gazpacho?
Yeah.
That was the best gazpacho I ever had. The gazpacho that you had that was on the menu, that was really good.
Uh-huh,
the jalapeno honeydew gazpacho was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I do not like gazpacho.
And it got better from there, right?
And like, then it got better from there. I don't know. That honeydew jalapeno gazpacho was a really, really high bar.
It was. And then we went to see a play that was fantastic.
Native Son
incredible.
At Playmakers.
I think everybody should see it. And
which
I think
is...
you should go into it like I did, not not knowing too much about it.
Yeah, so this is Native Son. It's at Playmakers. It runs through the end of the month. And it's based on the classic Richard Wright novel. Yeah, you went in not knowing anything at all, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of go in and like enjoy the experience for what it is and be surprised. And I think I read like two or three sentences in the program, like while we're waiting for the lights to come up.
Just
and it's
enough
like,
to lead you in the wrong direction
like,
about what we're
about
to see.
It's a story about a young man like who grows up in poverty and he wants to be a pilot, but he can't because of socioeconomic factors.
Technically all true.
Not at all.
Not at all what
it's
the play
about or what
about.
It is.
All of those all of those are real true details about the play.
All those ancillary facts are true. But
this is the same person, y'all, who went into Gone Girl thinking it was a romantic comedy. How far into Gone Girl did you get before you realized that that was a mistake?
About the time that I found out that the girl wasn't gone.
Gotcha.
You know, I knew that all of my, like, 30-something, like, female friends were gushing over Gone Girl and how great of a book it was. So I just assumed it was, like, a light, fluffy, romantic comedy piece, which is terrible for so many reasons.
That's stereotypes on top of stereotypes.
Yeah, it really is. So I went into it and was kind of quickly horrified and enraptured by what was happening on stage.
You got a long way into the movie if that was where you realized it wasn't a romantic comedy. Like, there's a lot that happens before that reveal.
Yeah, everything started to go sideways.
A little bit, right?
Just a little bit. Yeah. But the play's incredible. I think everybody should see it.
Back to Native Son.
The play's amazing. Yeah. It's an intense 90 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it's 90 intense, minutes. You're in, you're out. There's no intermission, nor should there be, because the intensity just keeps ratcheting up. I didn't get into it for the first, 10 or 15 minutes?
Because
it takes a little bit. They're bouncing back and forth very quickly between scenes, and the bouncing back and forth is not really necessary for plot purposes, like a lot of exposition that doesn't need to be in there. So I was a little bit wigged out by that until I realized that the bouncing back and forth was not about the plot exposition. It's about establishing the fact that this character, Bigger, goes back and forth between ways that he presents himself from scene to scene. And in that sense, the play does, I think, an even better job than the novel.
No, I agree with that, yeah.
Did. So, yeah, very, very worth seeing. And then as you get further in, that fact about Bigger, which establishes itself early on, you start to understand why that's relevant, why it matters. And then everything just kind of takes off from there.
Yeah.
The acting is great.
Yeah, the acting's incredible. Mm. Like the whole delivery of that narrative style, I think, is crucial that you get it right. And everybody hits all their points and their notes and they do it. It's a good start to the season. I'm looking forward to like 5 more date nights in Chapel Hill where we go to a real nice restaurant, go to see a play, and then to either unwind from all of the like pent up tension from watching the show or to continue the frivolity.
Continue the fun.
You go to a bar and have a drink or two.
And have a drink, yeah. So all of this is leading up to the fact that we did a staycation at the Franklin Hotel.
We did.
Which was super fun. Great experience. You get to unwind for like one night, and then you're refreshed and rejuvenated, and you haven't gone to all the trouble of going out of town and going on like a full-on vacation. We have done staycations before,
right?
So we've done the Siena, we've done the Fearington, which was really cool, and the Franklin. Of the three, how do they compare?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I love Farrington. I think that, you know, like the high end dinner and then the real nice breakfast you get is real big. Il Palio is always for a work party.
That's true.
I can't say too much about the Il Palio stage experience because I'm always recovering the next day
from having spent 3 hours hanging out with my WCHL coworkers.
Yeah. I was gonna say whose work party it was. Could have been mine. Nobody needs to know that.
Yeah.
I think right now maybe it's the recency principle. I like the package of the Franklin Hotel because
we like the Franklin.
You can stay like on campus, like and do campus things, and then you can like you can walk everywhere.
It's downtown. Yeah. So you get the downtown experience, and we were lucky enough to get a room with a balcony that overlooks Franklin Street. And in the afternoon, at night, in the morning, you walk out, and you can just see like the life and the activity around Franklin Street, and it's super cool.
Yeah,
like, it's a really, really fun experience. The Fearington is great. It's also very much.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot with the Fearington. Siena and the Franklin are both both still classy, but not like hit you over the head classy in the way that the Farrington is. And I like that about both of those places. It's much more, it's still classy, but it's casual classy. You don't feel like you're underdressed in your tuxedo.
Right, right. And the nice thing is, like, you know, the Franklin Hotel is, you know, kind of at a higher price point, but like there's a lot of hotels like in Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
Right.
You do AC Marriott, you could do the Hampton in Carrboro.
Yep.
And, you know, and there's another hotel being built right near there too in the next couple years. So, you know, you can make it a pretty affordable, you know, experience. And if you're staying in Carrboro, there's a whole, like, Carrboro date night you could do, right? You can go to the Cradle. Maybe go to, like, Acme for dinner. Hit, like,
Acme, Oakleaf.
Hit Oakleaf for a drink after, you know.
If you're into music, like, or you're going to the Cradle, but you could also do the Station right across the street. They've got music. Vicino.
Yeah.
We love Vicino.
Yeah, walk up to Local.
Yeah,
over, of town.
Yeah.
I think the message is more people should do staycations like in their own town.
Yeah. And the Franklin's fantastic. Like the room is great, the shower is great, the bar downstairs is great. They have this, I did not realize this because we'd never stayed there before. There's this cool little atrium area on the third, fourth, and fifth floors when you go up to where the rooms are. It's like, ooh, this is cool. Like a nice little lobby area with couches and a grand piano sitting on one of the floors.
Yeah, like you do.
Like you do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. So that's date night.
Yeah.
Now that we've unwound.
Yeah, yeah. now that we're comfortable again you know, we've got the heavy message from Native Son still on our mind, but maybe weighing a little less heavily on our soul.
But the message from this week is do staycations. They are super fun. Plenty of opportunities in Chapel Hill and
beyond,
all of the advantages of a vacation without the downsides.
There you go.
My inbox is still as huge as it was before, but not bigger.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, right?
Yeah.
You don't have 10,000 messages waiting for you.
Don't have 10,000 messages, yeah. Awesome. Greg Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.